Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Ooh, Blake Lively's in trouble again because she has another $1 million lawsuit. In fact, $6 million to be specific. So this all has to do with Justin Baldoni's crisis PR team, Street Relations. They are suing Blake Lively for defamation because she named them in her California civil rights complaint, the one that was filed on December 20th. So he, the guy who's running it, Jed Wallace, is seeking at least $6 million in damages, alleging that because she identified him in her complaint but did not include him in the following lawsuit, that the damage was done and it was all defamatory statements that had no backing.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, I guess the way she's looking at it is, well, I've already been sued for $400 million. What's another $6.5 million?
Yeah. It's really just adding fuel to the fire. But her representative had a very interesting, a very snarky response to this new lawsuit. They said, another day, another state, another nine-figure lawsuit seeking to sue Ms. Lively, quote, into oblivion for speaking out against sexual harassment and retaliation. This is not just a publicity stunt. It is transparent retaliation in response to allegations contained within a sexual harassment and retaliation complaint that Ms. Lively filed with the California Civil Rights Department.
Now, we're hearing so much about it now. Now I'm just like, can y'all get into a courtroom now?
Yeah.
You know, now there's he said, she said. So every single day, just get into a courtroom. Let's fight it out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to come up in a year, so they will start going to court in
a year?
March of 2026.
Oh, I can't do this for you.
It is crazy. Like, can we not just push it up? Like, the entire world is talking about this case. I'm sure Justin wants his name cleared. I'm sure Blake Lively wants her name cleared. I'm sure they all just want to hash it out as soon as possible. Is there no way for these millionaires, the most powerful people in Hollywood, to figure something out and make the court work for them?
Well, you really are. We talked about this the other day. You're dealing with reputations in your career at this point. So clearly it's very important. And for Blake Lively, the stakes are really high because she's a much bigger celebrity than he is. And he's still trying to establish himself in the industry, even though every day we're talking about him, which might be good for him, actually, if he wins this case, that you're literally fighting for your money right now.
But isn't he also, because when you're doing a lawsuit like this, you're paying a lot of money for your attorney fees, for your lawyer fees. And I thought I read somewhere that he's draining all his coffers in order to do this.
I haven't seen that, but it wouldn't shock me. I mean, you've got to hire the best people in the business when you're going up against Hollywood elites like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds and her PR team. And so, yeah, it is really sad to see, but I do hope it works out for him in the long run if he is in the right, because he's bringing timelines, receipts, screenshots, videos, all of that to where he's like, I've got nothing to hide. I'm ready to go to court. And hopefully in a year, you know, that it works out for him or it works out for Blake Lively, because things aren't looking too great for her either. I saw on Ryan Reynolds's IMBD that he had like 21 projects coming up and somebody noticed that it got bumped down to 9.
Really?
So it looks like they're losing business too. And Blake Lively had another Simple Favor coming out, which is the sequel to A Simple Favor. And remember, the director had come out and said, everyone says that we're shelving it. We're not shelving it. And I went to look back if he had said anything about a theatrical release, and he didn't. But what is interesting is that they are going straight to streaming. They are going straight to Amazon Prime. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's so she doesn't have to do another press tour and have to answer all these questions about the court case.
Yeah, so I saw that Another Simple Favor was coming out. And the first one was fantastic. And I also, like, I was a Blake Lively fan. Like, I thought she was a great actress. Still think she's a good actress, but I'm an even bigger Anna Kendrick fan. Mm. So I was waiting for this sequel to come out. And then I saw the movie poster come out and I saw Blake post it. Or she was like, it was a collaboration post with her and the movie company. Immediately went to the comments. And that girl is getting roasted.
Yeah, no doubt. From a guy that's been in a couple of different court cases, you know, nothing major like this. But I can tell you this, that it's on your mind all the time. All the time when you're in a court case. Like, you wake up in the morning, you get an email from your attorney, you're like, okay, I got to deal with this again today. And then the next day also. Then you're wondering, are you going to get another one? Or how we're going to negotiate out of court also. It's always weighing on your mind. Now, when you've got $700 million and your career on the line, the stress of that going on for the next year would make me want to go to the table and go, hey, you know what? Let's just put out something joint statement and settle this thing, because it is so stressful.
Well, at this point, pride's on the line. So whoever's going to back down or whoever's going to say whoever's in the fault, which I don't think any of them are. I think Justin is ready to clear his name. I think Blake Lively is ready to clear her name. That I don't see this settling civilly or outside of court, period.
I always think trials that go this long, regardless of what they're about, fascinate me, because I just don't think I could be that mad and that passionate for that long. After a while, I would be like, you know what? You got it.
I don't know. But if there were $700 million on the line, I could keep my passion.
I'd find some patience.
Yeah.
All right. An American woman in Pakistan is becoming an internet sensation after she publicly demanded the Pakistani government give her thousands and thousands of dollars, and they listened. It's coming up on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.